Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri, high on a bluff overlooking a beautiful lake. And all my bird feeders are outside. Gary Wood, did you see any birds in heaven?
Saw all kinds of magnificent
what kind?
Birds. Just beautiful. I saw parrots, and they were just resting on top of little children. Eagles, of course. All kinds of birds, just like we're looking out here and looking at your backyard right now, and looking over this lake out behind, and it's just gorgeous. In fact, it reminds me of heaven. I feel the atmosphere.
Oh, that's the thing, the atmosphere of heaven. You know, Brother Hagen, I worked for Dr. Kenneth E. Hagen for years, and I did his books, and I had a wonderful relationship with him even after I quit working there. But one day, as often he would, he came into my office and he just began to speak. And he said to me, we're coming to the end of one age and the beginning of another.
Yes.
And when ages meet, he said, it's not as though you just step over a log and everything changes. The next age will begin to come into this age, bleed into this age, if you will. And he said, you're going to hear of a greater manifestation of angels. And he said, God's going to give a witness of heaven. And he said, there'll be a lot more accounts of people going to heaven and coming back and telling what they saw. Some of them, he said, will be death and resurrection experience. Some will be near-death experience. And some will be just people going over and coming back. And then he said to me, you are to write a book about it. Well, it's happening so often now. They're on television. I was in an airport the other day, and two of the top 10 bestsellers right now are accounts of two doctors that have been to heaven and come back and written books.
Yes.
So, Gary, we are going to today, we've had you on, and they can archive. People can archive and go and see when you were on our third Sunday in March. And then when you were on with us, what was that, March 20th, March 19th, on the Wednesday broadcast, webcast.
Yes,
and so they can see what you look like.
Okay.
But now we're going to try to get something. We are going to get something that I think we need to get from you, which is a very in-detail account of your going to heaven. Now, you have written a book, A Place Called Heaven.
Yes, ma'am.
I think John Osteen was the one who told
He's
you to write this book.
He's the one that inspired me and told me to write it, other than Jesus himself.
Yeah.
When I was in heaven, who commissioned me to write a book and to tell people to write a book. Sister Billy, while you were introducing me there and talking about Brother Hagen, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me. We're in the compression of the ages.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw was a time clock, like we're seeing, you know.
You saw this in this just now?
I'm
you
just
saw
saying, it? Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. And it's like this
hourglass.
Hourglass, mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. And the sand at first just sifts very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even really see it. But mm-hmm. towards the end, then it just, you can see it just pour in real fast.
Yes.
And that's where we are
that's
right
where we
now.
Are. We're to the end of this age.
Okay, and everything is going to be quickly.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be suddenly. The manifestations of things are going to come forth that we've been believing for and holding on to, and Brother Hagen prophesied to you about
those many years ago. Oh, yes. Those great moves of God.
Yes.
Now, in those people that are giving their witness, I say sometimes, I don't need to write a book. They have written their own books. And so many of them are out there. I especially like that little one by Colton, the little four-year-old boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Who went to heaven. His dad was a preacher. And he saw some things doctrinally. His book is called Heaven Is For Real. His dad, Todd Burpo, wrote the book. His name is Colton Burpo. But Dr. Gary Wood, it's been a while since you went to heaven.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Really kind of, actually, you told me yesterday that when you came back, your mother, was it your mother that advised you not to tell people this? Because
exactly.
It's in 1966.
It was December 23rd, 1966. And when I was able to speak, it was actually 9 months after the accident when Jesus came into my hospital room and touched me and healed me that I was able to speak, because he had commissioned me, and we'll talk about that in a few moments, but he had specifically told me some detailed things to say to people. And in the hospital the next day, my father walked in and looked at me and gave me this devastating report. He said, "Son, you will never speak again, let alone ever be able to sing." I was a singer. That's how I'd won a scholarship to the university that I was at. And I fully intended on entering into a music profession and going like as a minister of music at a church. And everything just came to an abrupt halt and instantly. And my father informed me, "You're never even going to be able to speak."
But Jesus had told you to speak.
And he had told me, and he had told me what to specifically say. And so I knew that I was going to be able to share that. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. But of course, he came in my hospital room and walked right in there and touched me. And I've been telling people the story.
You've been telling it, but back in 1966, there weren't so many open testimonies of people having going to heaven.
And my mother thought that they would, think that something was drastically wrong with me, or, I'd had some kind of experience that wasn't.
You'd lose your ministry.
God. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
If you were telling
and so
people.
So she really told me not to, and yeah. It was not till many years later. And then Pastor John Osteen, when he heard about
now that's Joel Osteen's father. Some people listening wouldn't remember great Brother John.
Yes, of the Lakewood Church and
founder.
When he heard my testimony, he told it all the time, told it from the pulpit, and God blessed me to travel with him on many occasions and be in many different venues and avenues. And he called me on the phone and said,
Brother John Osteen, used to minister with him.
Many full gospel
full
businessmen.
Gospel businessmen.
And then
he'd
call me sometimes up in the church when I was back in the church. He'd call me up and ask me if I'd share different portions of my testimony. I remember on one occasion he called me and had me minister, and a young boy named Philip was instantly healed. He was 21 years old, and he had no eardrums, and God gave him eardrums, and he began to hear instantly. And the noise was so loud that you could see the reaction on Philip's face. And Pastor Osteen, just being a pastor, began to explain to the people. He said, "Now, this is the first time he's ever heard in his whole life. It's going to take him a while to adjust." And then Pastor Osteen explained to him what was going on. And so we all watched it and witnessed it. But it was through his encouragement that I wrote the book. And now it's in five different languages.
Five different languages
gone all over
around
the world.
It's called A Place Called Heaven. Yes, and you can get that from Gary Wood Ministries.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this still your address?
No, it's Post Office Box 1649 Sugarland, Texas.
Sugarland, Texas.
77487.
77487.
Yes,
now you can get this book from Gary Wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Or you can get it from us. We buy ours from Gary Wood. So either way, he's going to get blessed. And you can get it on our webpage, billybrim.org. Now, you were talking about Brother John Osteen and how he spoke with you. Something you told me yesterday, Gary. Brother John Osteen was a great minister, a great pastor,
yes,
and
was
a dear friend of Brother Agin's.
Yes.
Now, Brother Osteen went to heaven. And after he went to heaven, then that's when his son Joel, later on, came in to be the pastor of Lakewood that we all know today.
Yes, ma'am.
But Brother John Osteen, the last time he spoke before he did go to heaven, what happened?
Well, the last message that he preached, he spoke my testimony. And he shared it, and he said, "I understand Brother Gary's in the auditorium tonight." And of course, Lakewood is so magnificent and big, and I waved my hand, and someone recognized, and then he waved at me, and he walked off, and I just knew in my spirit he was going through a time there, and I just knew in my spirit it'd be the last time that I'd see him. And it was the next Friday night that we received word from his personal secretary, my good friend Renee Branson, that called and said Pastor Osteen had gone home to be with the Lord. And then Sister Dodie called me to come over and give my testimony during the transition right after Pastor Osteen left to go home to be with the Lord, and 117 people received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
Isn't that wonderful?
And incredible miracles transpired.
That's wonderful.
He loved to hear about heaven. He wanted me to share it as often as I could and to go into detail. Sometimes when he would ask me, I would just get up and go through it very quickly. And then he would stop and he would say, no, let's go back over that and just take your time, take your time. And so he was a tremendous encourager, which is like what I saw in heaven, Sister Billy. I saw people sitting on the hillsides of glory. And I saw them there. Hebrews chapter 12.
I'm going to hold you up right there. Now, we're not going to get to that today.
Okay.
We're going to get to that a little bit later because
right.
I want to tell the people out there that we're going to go through and you're going to want to get your friends to tune in with us this week because we are going to begin tomorrow right with when you went to heaven. And chronologically, I'm going to get it out of you as it happened chronologically.
Praise
and
God.
So you're going to enjoy this. You want to get your young people. And then also you're going to be able to, it'll be on archives on the radio. And you can see we'll have it there, Dr. Gary Wood giving his testimony of going to heaven. I just thought it was so wonderful knowing Brother Osteen. I knew him very, very well. One day I was walking down a hallway of Lakewood Church. He'd asked me to come and preach there. And wasn't that an honor?
Yes,
and I was just a young whippersnapper. I don't know why he did it, but he did. And he walked down the hall. He took hold of my hand and he said, I'm going to be your pastor. Well, I lived in Collinsville, Oklahoma. He said, you could have more than one pastor. So and
he
would
he,
he
yes.
would call you if he thought yes. you hit it. He'd call you and tell you yes. did really well. If he thought you missed it,
yes.
he'd call you and tell you missed it.
That's
so it was great having Brother Osteen. Now I thought it was so wonderful, Gary, that when he got ready to go to heaven, you had that witness for him.
Yes,
and he relied upon it there as he thought about it. Now, Gary, we're all about to ready to go to heaven.
This
body of Christ
yes,
is going to be coming into a glorious catching up.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we need to be thinking. I think that people let go of heaven. You know, it's kind of like a pendulum swings.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I remember Brother Hagin saying, you know, people used to just put off everything till heaven, so we had to start preaching to them about now. Your faith works now.
Yeah.
But I noticed that in some of the faith works now people, they've forgotten about heaven.
Colossians 3:1 says in one translation, keep seeking heaven.
The things above your mind there, your affection there, where
exactly.
Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. So we're going to start tomorrow, and you want to be with us tomorrow. We're going to start tomorrow with Christmas Eve, 1966.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to tell what happened that took you to heaven. And through the week, we'll get back to what happened so that you can give your report to the people that are listening. Be sure to be with us tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. This is Billy Brim and Dr. Gary Wood saying shalom till then.